Hello and how do you do? My name is Brooke and welcome to episode 8 of The Roost, a podcast where I hide from predators. Thank you for listening in. So, I actually haven't even, this is like after all the interviews have occurred. I'm actually editing them right now. But like, as I told you guys in the last episode, since these episodes are so long and they're so few and far between, I decided that I would just separate them. So I'm making a little bit of an intro here. So for this episode, we will be interviewing Autumn, Purse, and then Lee, the other three members of the group. As of the making of this recording, there is another, they added another guy to the group and I couldn't interview him because he just came in. But hopefully one of these days I will be able to. I want to thank all of them for being so cooperative and everything like that. And hopefully you guys enjoy this episode. So, yeah, enjoy. All right, and we are back with yet another member.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome, Autumn. Please
Thank
introduce
you for having
yourself.
Me.
Yeah, of course. Please introduce yourself to the little coop, the little roost members.
I'm Autumn. I go by AutumnXO. I am a rapper slash vocalist of Bleach's Only Child.
And the poster boy.
And the poster boy.
Yeah. So it's my understanding that you were like one of the first person to be in the group. Mm-hmm. Or one of them.
The third? Third.
Person.
Third.
Really? So it started with Matt and
Purse.
Yeah, I forgot. He said that in his own interview and I forgot. Oh my god. Okay. So yeah, it started with Purse and Matt, and then how did you come on?
I was just kind of doing my own thing with my own label, and I had Prom on it. Prom actually in that label. I've known Prom for like 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And Purse actually like found me through a Kevin Abstract comment. I forgot what I commented, but uh-huh. He told me my profile picture caught his eye, so he clicked on it, and then he just went through my like discography and he just loved it, and then he ended up DMing me. And
wow,
yeah, and he told me he made beats, and I was like, what the, no way. So like he and like I get that a lot, but most of the time they're not that good.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just kind of like, I had the mentality of like, oh my god, here we go again, another
yeah. another and guy
he,
yeah.
yeah, he showed me them and I was just like, whoa, this is crazy.
Whoa.
Good, like this is different, this is better, this is something, this kid has something. And I asked him his age, he said he was 15, and I was like, that's even crazier, holy shit.
Oh,
and then really? Yeah, and then he told me, he's like, I actually make music too. And I was like, no fucking way, this kid makes music now. If he like my expectations were just high at this point. He showed me his music. I loved it. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. And it made me sad because like he was like doubting himself. And I was like, dude, no, like you got something. Like this is crazy good. And I ended up like helping him get his music on platforms.
Mm-hmm.
And he's known Matt. And Matt produces for Paul. Paul Purse, yeah. My bad. Purse. And he introduced me to Matt. And then me and Matt just like clicked. And we just started working on stuff, all three of us. And then we got this group going.
That's a really good like origin story.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
That is quite crazy. And it all came from your comment.
Mm-hmm. From my Kevin Afra comment.
Who would have thought?
I wouldn't.
Yeah, of course. So has it all, would you say it's an easygoing process because it just kind of flowed? Has it just been an easy process with the band or?
Oh yeah, it's super easy to make stuff with all of them. The energy is just there, yeah. And it makes me happy because like I've been wanting to like make music with a bunch of people for so long. Like, me and Prom have been through three other groups trying to make stuff, but, like, it just never worked out. So, coming here now, it's like, it's relief that like, yeah, like there's other people like this.
You're like, you're ready to really,
yeah,
go somewhere with this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I mean, I guess a lot of bands, especially ones that consist of younger people, they come together for like maybe one or two songs and then they're gone, yeah. Like off the face of the earth. But I think, yeah. And from what I've like seen, from the past members that I've interviewed, you guys are very, very enthusiastic about where you're all going with this.
Yeah, it's gonna be crazy.
It's gonna be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that belief in it. So I guess when did you start making music?
I started when I was 11, super young. I was just
how old are you now?
Oh, I'm 18 now.
Okay.
I'm gonna be 19 in about 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I started when I was 11. My English teacher was teaching about poems and shit, and I was just like, this is super interesting for some reason. I like this a lot.
Yeah.
And I started with that, poems.
Poems.
As corny, as cheesy as it sounds, I had like this crush on this girl, which I will not mention because this is like middle school. I would write poems about that, and like it felt good to just let that out. It became like a coping mechanism.
Yeah.
And over the years, it just evolved into music. And I'm here now.
You're here now. So it started out mm-hmm. as like something for you to cope with. And
mm-hmm.
do you still use that?
Oh, yeah, always. Music
always.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself, you know, devoting some of that of energy course. To of the. Course. Yeah, I see.
It's a process.
Yeah. It's a little process, yeah. What? Because mm-hmm. From what I understand, Matt told me, like, he usually produces something, sends it out, gets mm-hmm. everyone's opinions, and then you guys send in, I guess, lyrics and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. I know you've produced on at least Filthy, right?
I don't physically produce, but like I help him like direct the track because I don't want to sound cocky. What's the word? I'm experienced and like a lot of like that stuff, so it's like it was easy for me to just help him with directing the track and or how to orchestrate it, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. And I see. So it's just kind of so but you mostly stick to vocalists and rapping.
Yeah.
I see. But if in case you need help, they need help with directing a track, you
help. Yeah, I'm always open. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. I from what I know, because before like I actually had like, you know, like when I was talking to all of you guys, I understand that you have your own stuff and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember looking at, I think, your YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been doing music for a little bit. How is that? How do you think your experience with that has translated into what you do for the band?
Promotion is a lot that I take into the group stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not good at it, but it's decent. Like I know how to get it out there. Again, yeah. Poster boy. Wait, what was the question again? I lost track.
No, it's okay. Like, just how does it translate into how it works for like this band?
Oh, it's just energy, really.
Just about all about the energy.
Yeah.
Wow. I see.
Mm-hmm.
What,
There's some stuff that I do better with the group than my own stuff, though.
So. Really?
Yeah.
Could you expand on that?
Consistency.
Consistency.
With the group. It's like we make stuff on like a weekly, daily basis. It's crazy. Like, I've never made stuff this fast.
it's just like that.
Yeah, it's like beautiful almost. Like, just how how we're just, we can do it. We're just able to do it. And like with my own stuff, like I'm very picky. I'm super picky with what I have on my discography. So like everything I have out like on platforms, I love it. Cause like it just, it settled with me. It felt like me. And like with this, it's just like me giving a part of myself to the group and everyone just chimes in and it's just, it makes the track.
Yeah. Do you think of giving a part of yourself as in, I've got to make it perfect? Or is it just like, we're going to make a perfect product regardless of what I put in there? Like, are you picky about what you put into the band as much?
Sometimes, but not really, because it's group effort. And if they like it, if they seem to like what I put into the track, I'm satisfied with it because it's like, it's a group effort again.
It's a group effort, like, yeah.
With my stuff, it's more like it's me. And if I hear something wrong, I have to change it.
You have to.
Mm-hmm.
I see. What plans do you personally have? Do you have any plans for this band?
We're just gonna send it.
you just send it. Yeah, just send it. Yeah, send it.
Yeah. We're just gonna send it.
You're just going with the flow.
Mm-hmm. Whatever comes. Like, we have two pretty big cosigns under our belt right now.
Yeah. And oh yeah. T-Pain and
T-Pain. That one was crazy.
Never in my life would
I thought
that T-Pain would have co-signed.
T-fucking-Pain.
And then HK, right?
That's an R&B legend. That's crazy.
Yeah.
HK. HK is great. I love him. Yeah.
It's just the response. You're like, you with T-Pain, you're losing it. And then HK is like, yeah, HK's cool.
He's pretty good. Like, we got more so to like knowing HK as a person.
I see.
Yeah. He's like a mutual friend of the group now.
I see. But like with T-Pain, that's like,
that's crazy. Out there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
crazy. Who would have thought? Never would have thought.
Yeah.
We follow every, like on the group Instagram. We plan on following each like huge name that co-signs us besides the members.
Of course.
So like, yeah, so you can see who's like,
who's co-signed, who supported you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, by all means. I mean, I guess that's a good way to use the, like, an Instagram, I guess, you know. Mm-hmm. Some band accounts don't follow anybody.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's crazy though, with the T-Pain kind of co-sign.
That was cool. That was super cool. I'm still cheesing about it. Like, I'm smiling super hard right now.
It's unbelievable. Well, I mean, like, not unbelievable, but it's just like, wow. It's a wow factor.
Like, it happened so fast too. Like, I remember Matt just typing in the Snapchat group chat. He's like, dude, get on VC. T-Pain's about to listen to our shit. We're like, what?
What? Yeah.
Come again?
Coming up?
Yeah. And then like 30 minutes later.
In the 30 minutes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It just happened. Go on. I cut you off.
No, I'm sorry. No, you're fine. Do you think that getting that T-Pain cosign, I mean, you guys seem already enthusiastic, but do you think it just kind of flared something up?
Mm-hmm. It motivates us a lot. Because that's like, in our heads, it's like, that's just T-Pain. Like, imagine, like, who else would enjoy this?
Yeah, that's T-Pain. Oh, I wonder what would have happened if it was Kanye West.
Oh, my God.
Lose your mind. Yes.
Oh, my God, I would. I'd probably cry for years. That'd be super dope.
Super dope.
Yeah.
Hey, hopefully one of these days, Kanye West will listen to one of your songs.
Hopefully.
Yeah. And it'll be a great time.
Mm-hmm.
So, but like on the topic of, you know, R&B and everything like that, I'm under the impression, because I think Matt said that, or somebody said that they're hoping that you guys implement more R&B into your music.
Oh yeah, that would be sick. That'd be super
yeah.
sick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see. Do you guys, I mean, I think you guys take some inspiration from it.
Mm-hmm. It's right now we talked about it because like with our recent release, it wasn't too popular.
Texture.
Yeah, it wasn't too popular with people.
Well, it's only been like 2 days, hasn't it?
Yeah, but like we got some mixed reviews.
I see. Just,
like, it's because it's not what they were expecting. Like I understand what they mean because like I like the track, but I think it was way too soon to switch up sounds.
I see. Yeah, you create like something usual, and then you can pop out stuff like that.
Yeah, it was super. Our fourth single to just like show straight pop. It was crazy. It's a crazy change.
I guess it's hard when you're trying to create like a following. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, that's strange. That's different.
Mm-hmm. We'll come back from it.
But I don't think it was bad at all. Oh, 100%. Yeah. I'm sure you guys will do great. I mean, anyone who's listened to your first few songs, I'm sure, like, yeah, they're good.
Yeah, they love us.
I'm sure they're going to, I don't think anyone's going to unfollow because of texture.
Yeah, no. It was just like a, what the heck? That was weird. Okay. Next one. Next one,
please. I guess. Yeah. Yeah, so I guess with upcoming projects, I don't know if you're supposed to talk about them or anything like that, but is there anything that you're looking forward to with any upcoming releases or anything?
Lucas is dropping something this month. It's August right now, right? Yeah, he's dropping something this month.
Dirty Converse.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited for that.
Prometheus is dropping a song.
Oh, this one's... Oh, don't even give me gas right now. I love this song. I love it. I'm so proud of him. I'm super proud.
So proud. That's great that you guys are all very supportive of each other.
It's just, like, it's good to see him, like, finally getting recognition. Because I've known him for 3 years. And, like, seeing him just, like, be, like, shitted on constantly, it hurts. Because that's, like, my brother. So, like, finally seeing him, like, get the recognition he deserves, it's so nice.
It's refreshing. Super nice.
Yes, yeah. I love it. So happy for him.
That's great. It's really good that you guys have a connection like that.
Mm-hmm.
Where you guys are just honest and you really support each other. I remember when I was talking with Prometheus, he was like, you know, it's important to have a connection with your band members, because you could just be like, hey man, that was trash. and you guys don't take it, you know, seriously. Does that prove true?
Yeah. Man? Yeah. I'm one of those. I feel bad sometimes, but like you gotta be honest with them.
Yeah, because like, this is a group effort.
I wasn't like that before, but like I had a very long conversation with my friend. He helps me write most of my music. Mm-hmm. I had a long conversation with him, and he's like, "Bro, you got to be honest, like, with them. Like, lying to them is gonna get you guys nowhere."
No.
And like, it really like stuck with me. So like,
yeah,
it hurts sometimes being like, "Bro, I don't like that," and like them getting like sentimental about it. Like, it hurts to like
defensive. Yeah. Own stuff, but at the same time, like you were saying earlier, you're giving up a piece of yourself to the group. You know, you still have to give criticism, because this is at the end of the day a product that all of you are putting out together. So you guys have to check each other. Mm-hmm. You know. Yeah, but hey, you guys are doing great right now, I'd have to say, and I'm sure. Like, I think with the bond that all of you guys have, you guys are most definitely going somewhere with that.
Of course. I see it.
We see it in the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I hope it's soon.
I hope it's like for you guys to blow up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 100% it's going to happen. Your music is very professional. When I first saw it, I was like, oh, this is a famous group, you know? And then I go on the Bleachers Only Child YouTube channel. It's 33 subscribers. And I'm like, where's... Like, at least 33.
Underrated.
I'll just, like, what I'll do is, I'll, like, do inspect on the YouTube page. And instead of 33, I'll just put 33K. And then that, like, makes a lot more sense.
Yes, sir. Oh, that would be amazing. Eventually. Oh, of
course. Yeah. But because we're pressed for time, and we most definitely can talk more later on, I'm going to, you know, we're going to end the interview right here. But we definitely will talk in the group interview. So thank you so much, Autumn, for your thoughts and your words. And I will see you in the group interview, okay?
All right. Thank you.
A6, running with patience, running with my A6, running with patience. A6, running with patience, running with my A6, running with patience. Just a packing, never
slacking. Okay, we have yet another Bleachers Only Child member with us here. I think this is 5 out of 6. And it is, we will be introducing Purse. So Purse, please introduce yourself.
Okay, hello, my name is Persenard. I come from the Bay Area, so like around San Francisco. I am a vocalist for Bleachers Only Child. And yeah, pretty much. That's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it, yeah. And you do not rap.
As I do not.
As you made very clear.
I swear there's been like 4 to 5 times me trying to rap. I'm like Eminem did it, so I'm like, you know, I gotta try, you know, Joba did it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
No, it just didn't work. I do not have the tone. Yeah, it does not.
Maybe one day you'll get there.
No, honestly, maybe, if my voice deepens a little bit more and I got like that raspiness, then maybe. But other than that, I'd just be singing.
You'd just be singing. You be singing, yeah, of course.
Yes.
So, how long have you been, you know, doing music?
Okay, so I started kind of like halfway through 8th grade, so I would say around, so like 2019. So, okay. So around like 3 years, like 2.5, 3, doing music.
Okay, wait, so how old are you now?
16.
Oh, okay then. And you've been working on music since?
Like 14.
14.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Since 14. So you guys are all about in the same age group, right?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy to me because the thing is, like, when I heard Lee's voice, I was like, what the fuck? I was like, damn, this kid sounds like a damn trucker. I was like, holy shit. But Lee,
yeah.
But like, yeah, Lee is 15, right? So Lee's like the youngest, and then what's it called? Lucas is 20. So yeah, just like, yeah, we're kind of in the same age. It's not like a super gigantic gap where like one person's like 35 and one person's like 15. It's like relatively in like the same age gap. Group. Yeah, age group. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I mean, I don't think age would ever come as an issue.
Yeah. Honestly.
Or yeah. And you've been doing it since about 14. What inspired you to kind of start doing music?
Okay, so I would say, okay, because originally before music, I was playing basketball. I was playing basketball for around like 2 years. I was super into basketball. And then I don't know where I was just like, yeah, this shit ain't for me. Like, I was like, I was basically like, I can't, you know, like, I'm not going to grow, like, another foot, you know? I'm, like, short as hell. Basketball is not for me. I got no hops. So then, out of nowhere, literally, I just got inspired, honestly. Like, it was just, like, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know how it kind of came. Like, there was, like, people in my team that were doing it, you know? And, like, there was, like, this producer that was really good. And I guess, yeah, that kind of, like, inspired me a bit. And after that, literally, like, I remember like listening to, like Michael Jackson shit, and I was like, holy shit, like, you know, like, like I was like, damn, honestly, yeah, honestly, like I just felt inspired, and honestly, just like literally everything about music, like songwriting, like literally making your own music, like all that, you know, just literally all of it. And honestly, yeah, like even like from like a really young age, like 5, like, you know, 4, like I wanted to perform. I like this, like at like Great America, like this damn this like place, like this amusement park that's like literally like 10 minutes away from me. I remember like I wanted to perform there and shit. But other than that, yeah, like it's kind of been there, but I don't know. Yeah, other than that, yeah, I've been, yeah, like ever since then, like it's definitely been something that like I could see myself doing for like a while, because the thing is, I remember before music, I was like always doing other things, and like and basically like, whatever I did, I was super invested into it. And as soon as like I found music, I was just like super invested. Like I've been invested every single day for the past like 3 years. So yeah, definitely.
Wow. So it's kind of, you've really dedicated yourself to this.
No, yeah, pretty much.
Is this something that you see yourself doing for, like, in the next 5 years, at least?
Honestly, yes, I do. I do see myself, like, I don't know, I just don't see myself doing anything else. Like, I mean, this is legit, like, all I'd be doing, and especially with, like you know, with, like, AutoMXO and shit, like, you know, yeah, like, yeah, honestly, I just see myself doing this for, like, the rest of my life, or, I mean, yeah, I mean, I, you know, like, I hope so.
Wow. Yeah, that's great. Do you see, like, Bleacher's Only Child really going somewhere, and do you hope to grow with it?
No, yeah, honestly, yeah, like, I remember when I was first doing the group, I wasn't totally invested into it, but I feel like as the more we like kind of started making songs, I'm like, I started becoming more invested because before Bleachers, I was obviously doing like my solo stuff, and like I still am doing it, but yeah, with Bleachers, I honestly I see it going somewhere. I think if we all just really like, just, like, I don't know, like put our minds to it and like really just have like the dedication, I see this shit like playing Camp Flognog or like Lollapalooza, or I don't fucking know.
Something yeah.
Like that.
Crazy. So you'd say that everyone in the band is really dedicated to this?
Oh yeah, 100%. Like literally, we've had people before, like or I remember when me and Matt were making the group. We had like this other like group of people, and they just like weren't like dedicated to it at all. Like, you know, they weren't really like showing their dedication to it, especially like me and Matt, because me and Matt like doing this shit all the time, and like the other people beforehand just weren't doing it. So then we kind of just like took a break from making the group, and then we slowly started like collecting people, and then now we have like this like awesome like 7-8 like, you know, like number of people in a group, and they're all like super dedicated. So yeah,
and I guess that, of course, that's a lot better than what you had, right?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so I think Matt, I don't remember if Matt told me how you guys met.
So basically I've been knowing Matt since like 7th grade. We didn't talk at all, like we were not talking at all. You know, like I sat with him at like a freaking desk during like history class. I don't even fucking know, but you know, like we didn't really talk a lot. And then I remember during quarantine is when like I hit him up and like I remember that he would wear like golf socks, you know, from like Tyler the Creator, like golf wearing yeah. socks. So literally, as soon as I saw that, I was like, okay, this kid does music. Like he produces, 100%. He does something. I'm like, and then after that, what's it called? Yeah, and then I heard that he like produced some shit. And after I hit him up, and I was like asking if he made anything, and he sent me some shit. And honestly, like I was definitely like impressed. He had like a lot of talent. Like he definitely had a lot of talent, but like I feel like we had to like change like his direction into where he was going, because I remember at the time he was making like a lot of like Tyler-esque beats, but then after that me and him kind of just worked on it. And yeah, honestly, like, the kid's super talented. Like honestly, I really do respect him. Like I just don't know, like Matt, yeah, like Matt's a D. Matt's the GOAT.
He's the GOAT, yeah.
Yes sir.
And how do you feel about everyone else's, you know, works and everything? Have you had a chance to listen to all of them?
Oh yeah, yeah. Honestly, I think all of us are like relatively the same. Or she? I mean, no. I'm not gonna say that like one person's better than the other, but but yeah. Honestly, I feel like pretty good. Honestly, like Lucas is about a Lee's Dirty Converse, and I've heard like bits of that, and I'm like honestly like just impressed. Like literally when Lee dropped his album, and just like yeah, like, I remember when Lee dropped his album, and when Lucas is making his. Like honestly, that just super inspires me. And yeah, honestly, yeah, I think we all have like some good body of works. Like I don't think we have anything bad out.
Oh no, yeah, of course. But so I guess carry me through kind of how everyone is involved on the process of one song. I'm aware that what happens is usually Matt produces something and then sends it out to you guys. But are there any specific like flares or something specific about each and every one of you that you add?
Oh, okay, yeah. So basically, I mean, I wouldn't just say that Matt's the producer because we also have like Lee because the thing is like when the group first started, Lee was originally just like a vocalist, but after that we found and then he started making beats and stuff. But I feel like the first couple songs were it was like mass production, but then recently we've been getting like Lee's beats coming in. So honestly, it's just like pretty random. Like I wouldn't ever say that we have a specific like routine for a song, but always it's always Matt or Lee. Like shows us something, and we come off it, and like, what do you mean by like flair? Like someone's like flair to a track or something.
I see. Yeah. Are there any inspirations that you personally take for music that you put out or parts of?
Oh yeah,
that you put. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's funny because as of recently, I've been like kind of like realizing. So basically for me, it's definitely like the music I listen to super inspires me. Like I can't listen to like the same like artist like at all for like a week. Like it has to continuously be changing. And then as soon as like I find like that one artist that super inspires me, like recently it was like Gene Dawson. And like I was a week ago, I was just super diving into his music and he super inspired me to just make something. Yeah. So honestly, it's definitely just like the music I listen to. Or just like me picking up the guitar and just like playing a chord or something that just like, you know, like sparks it, like an interest or like sparks some like something, like a melody.
Is, so I know that the genre that you guys go by is hip hop and everything. And I know that you guys are trying to, well, Matt at least said that, I think, I don't know if it was Matt. I can't remember anymore.
Yeah.
But trying to implement more R&B elements, do you think there's any is there any genre that you want to implement more into your upcoming releases?
Oh, for Blue's Only Child?
Yes.
Okay. I would say honestly, I feel like I definitely want to like go into like more of like kind of like that hype, more like hype, but honestly just like I feel like I definitely want to always like switch up like the sounds we use. And stuff because I feel like a lot of it is like definitely boom bap inspired, but yeah, definitely R&B would be sick, maybe like some like rock shit. But honestly, I mean, Filthy was kind of rock a little bit with like the guitar and stuff. But honestly, I don't even know. Honestly, like freaking who knows? We could do freaking country or some shit like jazz. I don't fucking know.
Honestly. Yeah, I do know that. I think it was Autumn. Or I forgot who it was, but they were talking about how you guys sounded different with texture. Basically, it was like a different sound, basically.
I would say with texture, I remember Autumn, he was saying a lot about how we shouldn't have jumped so quickly to like a pop sound. We should have kind of eased into it. Yeah. I don't think texture's like a bad song. Like, I'm not going to like diss a song we have. Like, I'm not going to be like, you know, because it's like, I mean, like, shit, it's like a part of our music, you know, it's like a part of like, the catalog and shit, yeah. But definitely, I wouldn't say it's like our strongest, but I don't even know, honestly, I don't even know what to say for texture, honestly.
You
like,
still appreciate it. You just
No, can. Yeah, I appreciate what it is, yeah, you know, what it is.
Mm-hmm. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but hopefully, I think, I mean, you guys are just barely starting out, so I guess it always takes a little bit to kind of get into the swing of things.
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
But I think you guys have some great synergy, as it's kind of been proven to me while interviewing all of you. You'll have pretty good synergy. At least you guys are very honest with each other
in the process. Yeah, honestly, 100%. Like, I mean, yeah, like you know, in this group, I would definitely never not be honest with someone, because, like, I would want them to, like, grow. And, like, I remember there's been times where, like, I've stated my opinion, and maybe my opinion was wrong, you know? Like, maybe, like, it wasn't, maybe I shouldn't have said it, but, like, I don't know, I just kind of go with my gut opinion and definitely just try to, like, improve on it, like make sure everyone's, like, improving, because I don't want, like, one person to be farther back than the other. I definitely want everyone to be equally kind of, like, on the same level, you know, or at least, like, you know, something like that.
I see.
Yeah.
See. Was it hard for you to be honest after, like, or is it just always been something that's kind of come naturally?
It's definitely come naturally. I feel like because, like our group's super, like, online, it's definitely way easier to just, like, say. I feel like if it was, like, in person, it would be a little harder.
Difficult. Yeah.
Yeah, it would definitely be more person. Yeah, it would definitely be more difficult. But, yeah, honestly, I don't know. Like, I'm just, like... But no, I mean, there's been cases where I haven't. But honestly, yeah, just sometimes, like, you can't really just, like, critique someone all the time, because, like, that won't make them grow, you know? Like, I feel like sometimes the person needs to, like, learn on themselves and realize if something's bad or not. And that's, like, kind of something I've been doing more, you know? Like, just kind of, like, letting someone figure out for themselves, because that's, like, kind of how I was at first, you know? Definitely. You know, for like the beginning of quarantine, definitely just figuring that out for myself.
Yeah, but it's I guess it's a process for everybody.
No, yeah, definitely, yeah. It's definitely, like, different for everybody.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that by being online, that's helped with how you guys bond and make music, or do you think it would be like an easier process if it was in real life?
Okay, well, like, we always talk about this, like, me and Matt are always talking about, like, dude, like, you know, if, like, we were, like, in school or something, or just, like, if we were to, like, meet up or something, it would go crazy, because honestly, it would, like, I feel like if we were to all, like, meet, like, all, like, maybe, like, potentially live together or something in the near future, or, like, at least meet each other up, like, frequently and made music, that would be, like, so cool, and I feel like it would definitely change how the music comes out and stuff, because... Yeah, honestly, it would, because I feel like when it comes to online, it's definitely a way of, like, a slower process when it comes to, like, making music and stuff. Because it's like, yeah. But yeah, pretty much.
I see. Okay. That's great. Well, I really do appreciate you telling us a little bit about the process of kind of how everything works in...
Oh, yeah.
In the band. I do, like we said, like, what, it's been about 20 minutes now? Yeah, you make your own music. Yeah, it's been a while. I know you make your own music. Yeah, I know you said you're coming out with something, but you aren't announcing a date yet.
Okay, so I'm not announcing the date yet. I'll just say the name. I mean, okay, so I'm going to be releasing a single called Conquer. It's definitely, it's not super different from, like, what I have before, or, like, you know, like this I have out right now. But I would say that definitely after this one, the next stuff I'm gonna be coming out with, it's definitely gonna be a surprise. I'm not gonna say, like, anything too crazy, you know, but yeah, it's definitely Conquer ain't too different, but that's definitely all I gotta say.
Okay, well, hopefully we can talk about it a little bit more, maybe in the group interview we'll be able to open up about it, or maybe, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Or I don't know, I could have a whole nother episode with all of you guys or something. Okay, right. So you can promote your stuff. Since we're pressed for time, I'll end the interview here. I really do appreciate you coming on here. I'm sorry, were you about to say something?
Oh no. But thanks for having me. Honestly, this is, like, a pleasure, you know. Like, definitely just having the whole group on here and everything.
Of course. Yeah, and I really do appreciate all of you guys' collaboration and patience. And I will see you in the group interview, okay?
Okay, bye.
All I want is you. All I want is.
All right, guys, we have our last member, our 6 out of 6, and it is Lee. We are all very familiar with Lee. Lee, how you doing?
I'm all right.
That's great. Yeah, I guess I will see you in the group interview then, okay?
All right, see ya.
Okay, if you are listening to this, you have officially gotten to the end of episode 8. So for this episode, as I said earlier, I was interviewing Autumn, Purse, and Lee. I want to thank all the three of them, you know, for their cooperation. Well, you know, actually, I don't actually thank Lee. That interview was, the gods did not smile upon the interview, is all I'm saying. no, but I really do want to thank the three of them for being cooperative and nice to me, because I deteriorated like so much over the course of the interviews. But regardless, I also want to thank them for allowing me to use their music. So for Autumn's song, I used his song Almond Milk, which is from an album called LSD in the Hills. Highly recommend listening to it. Great song. And then Purse's song was Pistol, featuring Lucas, which is someone I had interviewed in episode 7. Also another great song. Highly recommend. And then I for Lee, I did his technical first official release, which was You. Absolute classic. A bit of a zinger. If you haven't listened to it already, please go listen to it and the rest of their songs. And yeah, that's really about it. For the next episode, that will be the group interview. At least it should be. There's a possibility that I might have, the footage might be really, really scuffed, or something might have happened to it, but it's perfectly okay. We will figure out a way. Many thanks to the people that were in this episode, and if you are listening in, thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. And once again, my name is Brooke. Hope you have a great day. Toodle pip, toodle-o, and goodbye.